Many folks enjoy trees in their yard that provide shade on a summer day and beauty with the fall colors. But when a tree dies, it is usually cut down and perhaps turned into firewood. A century ago, this tree provided lots of shade and beauty, but when a storm felled it, locals wanted to keep it alive, so to speak, so that generations to come could appreciate it. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Over a century ago, there was a very large tree growing near Kokomo, Indiana.
This sycamore tree grew in western Howard County, west of Kokomo, along the Wildcat Creek. It was said from those that knew the tree, it stood about 100 feet high before storms broke it down and left this big hollow stump.
Sherry Matlock says that even when the tree fell in that storm, what remained was quite remarkable.
The stump itself was about 50 feet in circumference, and when the tree actually came down, one of its lower branches was reported to be about 8 feet in diameter.
And the locals were so mesmerized by the old tree's size, well, they didn't want to cut it up into firewood, but rather preserve it for others to see.
They actually had several men use a tractor to haul this giant stump from western Howard County into Kokomo to be displayed in Highland Park. It was reported to be 800 years old.
And when the stump arrived in Highland Park, eventually a building was needed to keep it out of the elements so it could be seen for decades more.
This pavilion had to be built special for this giant stump. It is 57 feet in circumference.
There aren't official records on the largest tree stumps in the world, but it could be the biggest.
No record to say that it's the world's largest. We call it the giant sycamore stump, but it is rather large, and it could be one of the largest that has grown.
And a trip to Highland Park here will allow you to see the mammoth stump that farmers a century ago toiled to bring to town so others could see. Traveling the countryside in Kokomo, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.